The Food and Agricultural Organization says $83 million is needed to allow farmers in Burma's Irrawaddy Delta region to plant a vital second rice crop during the monsoon season. The Irrawaddy Delta is known as the rice basket of Burma, producing more than 60% of the country's rice. An FAO team just spent 2 weeks in the Delta assessing the damage from the cyclone that came ashore May 2nd. The FAO Deputy Regional Representative Hiroyuki Konuma says tens of thousands of farmers lost everything they need to plant a crop.
As the majority of victims, and they lost their production assets, such as seed, fertilizer, agricultural tools, drought animals, and so on. Without external support, they would suffer from hunger and poverty for a long time, and they would remain dependent on external aid for a long time. On the other hand, time is not in our side. The window is very narrow to meet the seasonal deadline for the monsoon season cropping.
An FAO consultant, Albert Lieberg, told reporters that it appears less farmland was severely damaged by the storm than originally feared. He also says that not all townships in the Delta suffered flooding. Still, the damage will probably cut Burma's rice harvest by 2% this year. Lieberg says aid groups are focusing on those who suffered losses. He says without help for farmers, more than 180,000 hectares will go unplanted.
It would be a fatal error, if we just concentrate on this figure 2%. What is important is the number of families suffering which need urgent assistance, and we're talking about a substantial number of families. I think this is the only point which really matters.
Cyclone Nargis, which hit southwestern Burma, claimed the lives of about 78,000 people, with 56,000 still missing. Lieberg says at least 30,000 fishermen lost their lives in the cyclone. For weeks, Burma's isolated military government blocked most international aid. It was nearly 3 weeks after the storm hit, leaving hundreds of thousands of people homeless before the government promised the United Nations to allow in foreign aid workers. The delay created concerns that even more people could die of hunger or disease, but in recent days, aid groups have said the recovery has been better than feared, and thus far there have been no signs of disease outbreaks. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.